Wow, that's so beautiful, Buzz, to have that.
And for me, you know, that's the story.
So do you mind if I ask, you know, one of the cool things about the festival that you're at is not only is it a showcase of you getting to step into the director chair with Yossi, but also with Red Cow and your work on that you know, this festival is huge for you, I think.
Yes, I mean, basically the whole story of Tzivi and I mean, the last thing you can say about it is it's an incident, you know? I'm still in shock, you know, like, for 2 years now. And we also filmed Redemption 10 days after I got married.
Oh, wow.
So basically, the whole story, and doing the movie out of being in the situation which is basically the solution of the movie. I mean, if you would have seen, let's say, if the movie would have been and being told after it ends today, you want to see him get married. And working on the movie for the solution, I mean, being married was something amazing. I mean, basically, Red Cow and Redemption were together in the Jerusalem Film Festival, and Red Cow took the first prize. I mean, they have been going like together for the past year in many festivals and I really have no words to say it. And I mean, now we're here with our son, who was born like almost a year ago, and this is also what makes me feel each time that I see the movie, to feel really like I'm sitting and watching a photo album of my life. And you can see it and watch photos from your past endlessly, you know. So you like watch them a few times and then take a break of a day or two, and then you can watch them again. You know, and in a certain way, this movie is like that for me. And I mean, the whole feeling with the matchmaker and with the neighbors—it's stuff which I felt inside my bones, you know. I mean, the first scene where he gets the photo taken is a scene that really happened to me. I went to get my passport photo for an ID in Bnei Brak, and there was a lady who, you know, I mean, the whole story is for all sorts of stuff, but she also takes a picture because she sits like close to the internal sales office. So each one who goes to take his ID has to go to her to take his picture. And you stand, and she doesn't tell you 1, 2, 3, I'm taking the pictures so that you can smile in time. So you smile, and after 3 seconds, your smile goes down, and then she presses the button. So I ask her for a second chance, because you basically, when you get your picture taken, you want to be smiling. and then I come out of the store and I say, "Boss, however you turn it, you weren't able to hold your smile enough time. I can blame her for not saying, you know, enough, but basically, you can't blame anyone. I mean, you weren't able to hold your smile." And after that incident, I decided that, I mean, each time I'll have my picture taken by someone, you know, in the set or like whatever, and I know that he's taking my picture, I'll smile. And today I can hold my smile for like half a minute, you know. it's a decision, but in a much like deeper way to decide that you look at things in a positive way. Because when you don't have the decision to look at things in a positive way, you basically like a leaf in the wind. It takes you wherever the wind takes you. But if you want to go somewhere, then you have to take decisions about how you look at things. Things aren't all what they are for everybody the same way. And the reason that things aren't the same to each one is because each one took a different decision about the same event that happened. So I mean, the whole movie carries a lot of deeper thoughts and emotions and feelings that I believe the audience feels it without knowing them, because but basically they are there, and they structure a certain inner notion that I feel from the people who see the movie all the time. And this is, I mean, the best thing that could have happened to me, because it's what people say is much more than it's a great movie, it's very nice, they say words about going through something, and I told Yossi that if 20 years ago, when my whole process of becoming Orthodox started, or 25 years ago, if I would have been studying in a yeshiva or studying Torah, and I would have written a book which deals with Torah, it would have been this book. I mean, this is my book, and it's also known that the best way of studying Torah is with a fellow friend together.
Mm.
and Yossi was my friend in that sense, that you look at things from two from two sides, and each one says his feelings and thoughts, and it also makes you see more and understand more from like where you come. So I mean, it's also something which I had with Yossi working on the two movies which he directed, and I was the cinematographer. It's something that when you find someone that you're dealing together on a subject, and you feel that the way that he sees things makes your connection and understanding deeper. And this is something which we felt working on the two movies which Yossi directed. And I guess it also, this is why when I had the idea, I mean, the first one to go to was Yossi. I mean, because the whole sense of the movie here is a tool and not a target by itself to make a good movie. It's to use this language of film to carry something on its back and not to be the thing. And this is something which I felt with Yossi on his two movies. So in that sense, we have a very strong relationship. And also my late friend, that the movie is dedicated to, his name is Yossi, and my son is named Yossi. So it's a whole...
So cathartic, yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to keep you too long, Bose, but I do have one kind of last question I'd love to know.
Okay.
Because hearing how passionate this film has been for you and being able to tell a fulfilled story like this, you've had such a great history as a cinematographer, but now... Are you going to look for projects where you can direct, even if you know, by yourself, comparably from Yossi? But does this mean from here on out that you would like to direct and write future projects?
Look, life moves between your basic need to make a living and to things which you feel that your life has to make, or you have to make with your life. So making a living is making a living, and if you need to work as a cinematographer, and there's nothing else, meanwhile you work. You know. You go to work to make a living. This is like basic. There are thoughts. I mean, I'm married now to a writer and director, and so this is a whole new option that wasn't there before. And I have to say that I'm much closer to her than to Yossi. I mean, if we'll be able to do something together, it would be great. But still, it has to be something which grows inside, like this movie grew inside. It has to be something which is about a basic notion of life, and then to be like like you take a balloon or a certain the playground which they see single serve for children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you have like so it has to be there. And then the story is what this area goes into, and it gets like the characters and the whole world which it happens in and everything. But I'm looking for the air. And so, I mean I do think that it has to be something like that.
Mm.
Things happen in life, you know. I'm like married now, and we have a child, and it's a whole new set of emotions and dealing with yourself and the way you are with those events that wasn't in my life 2 years ago. And what you see in Redemption is what was in my life till then.
Mm.
So maybe what's in my life now will find itself into a story. But it has to be a very basic notion in the human being to be something, I guess, which would make me very passionate, or to make something which will make enough money to help people. You know, time is happy that. I wish I could have been doing a big box office and do many great things with the money, you know. To get to the age of 50 and still not have a house of yourselves, an apartment, you understand life isn't about what you're going to have in your life, the word is possession.
Mm.
I mean, you get to the age of 50 and you have no possessions, you understand that the class isn't about that.
Exactly, yeah. Well, I want to thank you for making a movie that even may not have been, as you say, a huge, you know, box office hit, but I know I was moved while watching it, and I love this movie, and I know people who watch it feel impacted. But Bose, I hope you get to make your film soon with your wife, and if you can, maybe you should try and cast Avigal Kavara. She seems to be your muse on screen as well.
Yeah, she's I met her when I was in Red Cow, and I told your sisters that we have Farale immediately, and yeah, she and Moshe are the kind of actors that you always know that you haven't catched everything that there is.
Mm.
You know, I mean, they have no borders. I worked with amazing actors that you felt that they have borders of what they do.
Mm.
And they did amazingly. With them, there's no borders. It's like, in a certain way, it's like you touch a piece of infinity.
Mm.
And that's something which it's infinity. What can you say about infinity? Nothing. really, really, you close the camera and you know that the more. That's a very special feeling, both of them.
Well, Boz, thank you for the time. I hope you never close your camera, and enjoy your time in New York, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you very much.